Times are tough and just seem to be getting tougher for more people day by day. As I drive around the city, I am seeing more places with makeshift tents set up than I'd ever noticed before. Every time I speak to officials with the local food bank, the number of people it sees month over month continues to experience a shocking increase. Shopping for groceries has become more and more stressful as we all attempt to balance nutrition with the crazy high cost of food. That's why I am still always amazed when I hear of a local business, organization, or even an individual that has taken it upon themselves to try to lend a helping hand to those in need of it. I recently met with the owner of a South Barrie restaurant who, despite the challenge of opening and operating a business during the pandemic, has taken it upon himself to find a simple and unique way to pay it forward. The restaurant started by putting receipts on the door for customers who may otherwise struggle to cover the cost of a meal. He said it was the least he could do, considering all of the support this city has given him, but little did he know that his one small gesture would in turn inspire others who came through the door to ask how they too could help. Customers then started pre-paying for an extra meal when they'd come in to buy one for themselves. People tend to question what kind of a difference one person can make, to which I would have to answer, a big one. Not only are you helping people in need, but more than likely, you will find yourself inspiring someone else to do the same. I know that was the case for me, especially wanting to ensure my kids, who are growing up a lot more privileged than I did, know just how lucky they are. Last year, they helped their grandparents make and sell items at local artisan shows, and then used the money to purchase items for the paramedic toy drive. Not only did the experience allow them to better understand the value of a dollar, it also showed them the importance of helping others who may not be as fortunate. It can be as simple as making sandwiches once a month for a local homeless shelter, stocking shelves for an hour at the food bank, or even just sitting and listening to someone who just needs a caring ear. So the next time you wonder what kind of an impact you can make, just keep in mind that any kind gesture or hand up can go a long way in improving the lives of those around us. Nikki Cole is a reporter at Barrie Today.